The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it's Caroline Garcia. This is Dropshot.
Hello.
I'm just on my way up at the moment. I should get there for 2 p.m.
Okay. Everyone just went out on court now and sat down, and everyone's come back in again.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, it was a nice day in London yesterday, but as I'm driving up to Nottingham now, it's horrible again.
It's funny, even from where we were, it stopped raining at my place. As it got closer to Nottingham, it rained. I mean, this. At least there's loads of people in the crowds walking around today. You know, it's just mizzling at the moment.
I bet those roads were treacherous last night on your way home, right?
I can't remember the last time I've had such a whiteout like that, where it was just constant. Honestly, for 6 to 10 seconds, my car had skidded. I didn't know if I was facing left, right, going to drive into this lorry, which was right next to me, or what. And then I was just lucky it all cleared and have managed to keep on the right line. So, but yeah, it was scary shit.
After what happened last night with Jay, we'll get to speak to Kurt and just get an idea of
you've seen that
Jay's
message from him.
Yeah, so it'd be good just to see how Jay's feeling, really. And
no, but have you seen the later message about he doesn't know when he's going to come over, if he is?
Yeah, but he said he will, so, you know, it's his girlfriend's birthday, isn't it, as well, so. But it'd be good to have a chat with him, and then we can just get to grips on how Jay's feeling. And actually,
Jay isn't necessarily important to have all the time. He's our figurehead, but it's everything around him that makes the real colour of the piece. I actually think Kurt is quite a big key to the whole thing.
He is. Well, you see the way he conducts himself when they're training and that, and he's in the background, but he's pulling all the strings, isn't he?
Yeah, but also, when he wants to say something, he just goes and says it. He lets everyone do what they want. It's quite interesting how he reacts and how he works. And I think
he's got a wise old head on those young shoulders.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, I think, you know, when you listen to what I did with him yesterday, there's some really interesting stuff, all the pre-match stuff. So to pick it up and say, look, OK, so we talked about all that stuff about the preparation, but how do you prepare for something like what happened, you know, and what actually happened? How did that happen? Do you think it's 48 hours of waiting around, perhaps getting tents and things that make these injuries, or is that just an unlucky accident? And what is the situation? And so how do you go forward to assess it all?
So it's obviously, it's disappointing, really, because we know from China that he had the better of the Aussie, so to see him go off injured like that is a bit disappointing. You know, for him as much as for us.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was all disappointing. You know, he lost his opening service game and never seemed to recover in time. And maybe this injury was there from the start. I don't know. He looked unhappy. And it was 8:30 at night, nearly 9 o'clock when he goes off. There's no one in the place. You know, he's having to play indoors. It's a horrid, sterile atmosphere. There's me and about two other people on court watching a game. And you think, it must really affect you. You're gearing up to play a nice, big grass court tournament. And suddenly, after 2 days of waiting, you are playing to nobody in what is an indoor arena. And there's no atmosphere. And I don't know. I don't know whether just 2 days of waiting caused the injury or whether there's other reasons. But he was certainly affected. He wasn't hitting like the way we've seen him in practice and things, and he looked frustrated, and I just hope the injury's not too bad.
Yeah, me too. Well, look, when I get to Nottingham, hopefully we'll be able to sit down with Kurt and then we can go over that, and because it might be that he was carrying the injury going into it, because losing his first service game the way he did, that's so uncharacteristic of Jay.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I mean. Something was up. But it's funny because I spoke to Kurt in the afternoon and he was saying, oh, there's always signs that you can pick up on, and, you know, if he's feeling good. And he said, I just think he is feeling good today. But, you know, it was still another 5 hours after I spoke to Kurt that they went on and played. And that's got to be difficult, hasn't it, keeping his own. The only other sport, I guess, that is like that is cricket in that respect. You know, that you can have just days and days of waiting around. But at least you've got 10 other blokes in your team that you can hang out with and do stuff with, I guess.
Yeah, whereas in tennis, you are alone, despite the many people that are there, it just all comes to you, like boxing, isn't it? It's just once you get onto the court or you get into the ring, it's about what you're doing. And if your body isn't 100%, then, you know, it can cause a problem. And you see what happened with Jay yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm really intrigued to speak to Kurt and get some insight on it.
Navigation is saying 2:15 at the moment. So,
all right, mate.
And I'll speak to you when I'm there. Judging by the weather as I'm driving up, I'm sure we would have had zero play anyway by the time I arrive.
Well, at the moment, it has actually stopped. Technically, it has stopped. So we will see. But there's mizzle in the air.
Right, okay. Right, well, I'll speak to you soon.
As I'm waiting for Gary to show, things are finally moving. Games are being played indoors and I've got an interview with Donna Vekic coming up. I'm in a holding pattern as there are other interviews happening as well, which is just as well as this gives Gary time to appear, which he does.
So what's going on around now?
Tom Janovic is right. Talking to Eurosport.
Okay, but...
And nothing's happened all day.
And suddenly, two things happen at once. Yeah. Sounds like Milan all over again.
Sounds like tennis all over again. That's what I'm starting to see, is that everything happens at once. You wait around for hours, and that waiting's a killer.
Well, that interview through there is done now, so that area is free now, right?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do that in the press conference area with Donna Vekic. If you can tell me, Donna, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had porridge and eggs.
Well, it could be an interesting mix. I actually had porridge as well today. It's porridge kind of weather.
Yeah, it's very cold outside, so porridge does make me a little bit warmer inside.
All good for you, Gary. So I just want to go back a couple of years. You're playing Joanna Konta in the final. It's glorious weather. 2 years later, here we are. You've had to wait 2.5 days or whatever for a game. How do you cope with that?
Oh, you know, yeah, it was 2 years back. It was amazing. Last year was amazing. You know, this year is horrible so far, but I'm trying to stay positive and, you know, trying to look forward and hoping for some good weather. But, you know, I'm just happy to finish my first round. I know it was indoors and it's a shame that no one could come and watch. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. Hopefully we cannot control the weather, you know.
No, well, I'm English and we've tried to control the weather and gave up a long, long time ago. But so what do you do in the spare time? Do you stay on site? Do you have to stay on site? How do you keep yourself occupied?
Yeah, actually, yesterday I was scheduled first, so I had to stay on site the whole day. Then we got cancelled, so I did a little bit of fitness, a little bit of treatment, and then, you know, just went to have dinner and try to, like, take my mind off the day.
I guess it's always really hard because you've got to find the way to still access the focus, really.
Yeah, that was the tricky part today. You know, we first said we're going to play outside, then we tried to play outside. It started raining again. Then they moved us indoors, you know, and there's a lot going on. It's just you have to adapt the best as you can.
you can be planning to play at 11 o'clock and you might wait till 5, or you can be thinking you're playing on grass and then you play on hard court.
Yeah, well, we are very weather dependent when we're playing outside, so things can always change. That's why, you know, you have to stay alert, stay focused, and you have to adapt.
And do you worry about changing surfaces? You prepared, getting ready for grass. You move indoors. It's also cold as well. Do you worry about how that affects the body?
Yes, for sure. It's going from clay to grass to hard to grass to indoor carpet to indoor hard. It's definitely a lot of changes to the and shocks to the body, but you know, I try to do treatment. I try to recover well, try to eat well. So you know, I'm trying to do all the little bits that I can. At the end of the day, you know, everyone has some kind of pain. Every athlete has some kind of pain.
So if you're going to give any advice to a young tennis player of how to deal with the changing world of tennis, what would it be?
I would say listen to your team, try to do the right things, and be calm.
Well, that's easy to say, I guess, and sometimes not so easy to do. But for you, what do you hope to get out of this week? Does it change the way you plan the next few weeks?
Well, I hope I will get out there on grass eventually this week. If not, you know, I'm playing Birmingham, and I generally feel good on grass, so I don't need that many matches, and it doesn't really affect me. Or like matches or practice, so I don't think it will really affect my schedule. You know, just try to get as many matches as I can before Wimbledon. Doesn't really matter if it's indoors or out on grass.
It's all about just hitting the ball, I guess.
Exactly, the ball is yellow. Doesn't matter which surface it is.
Okay, and lastly, just I'd like to know, in your downtime, what kind of do you listen to music at all? And if so, what kind of music?
Yeah, I listen to. I listen to all kind of music except country music. I don't like country music.
Okay, so what was the last thing you listened to?
Last thing I listened to would be probably be something from Post Malone. Probably, you probably don't know him.
I probably do, actually.
The funny thing is, he's old and he knows it. Why don't?
Oh, really?
I like country
okay.
music.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I normally work in music documentaries, so
okay,
I work
so
with
yeah,
a lot of bands.
Okay,
so,
right.
Yeah, we're okay there. Okay, any particular track?
Wow. It's called Wow.
No, I know it. Okay, that's good. And film that you would recommend?
Oh, I watched Aladdin 2 days ago in the cinema. I really liked it. It was really funny. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, and lastly, book?
You know what? I enjoy reading, but I haven't read a good book recently, and I need to really like it to get into it. So if you have any good book recommendations, I'm all ears.
Okay, I've got...
Beginner's Guide to Country Music.
Oh, that really hurt him, didn't it?
It did. Really, I mean, look at him. He looks like a cowboy, this Gary. But, okay, I'll come up with a couple of recommendations for you. Do you like fiction, crime, or...
Fiction, novels.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come up with a
love story. I love a good love story.
Okay, right. Leave it with me, and I'll get a list to you of good books.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much. I will get those books to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can't wait, Kerry.
Well, you know.
We'll do it here.
We'll do it here. With weather like this, you need something to read.
Yeah.
Kerry, there you are. Quick. Do you see that message from Kurt? Kurt's just got in touch on WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's because I messaged him because I wanted to find out what happened last night. If you remember, they went really early, straight after the game, so I didn't get a chance to speak to them. So hopefully he can give us a ring and let us know what's going on.
Well, he said he's
going
to give us a call in a second, which is why I've come to find you. But as you can hear from the umbrella, it's raining cats and dogs still in Nottingham. Apparently there's going to be play at 5 p.m.
I
doubt it. Oh, there's Kurt now. Get on speaker. Kurt, hi mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hi Kurt, it's Kerry here as well.
Hi Kerry, you all right mate?
Yeah, I'm all right, and thanks for getting back in touch, because I tell you, there's something, it was so scary being a court and a half away watching the game last night, And then suddenly seeing Jay looking as though he wasn't feeling right, and then having to retire, and you all made quite a quick exit. So it's good to hear from you and find out what actually happened last night.
Yeah, so we wanted to obviously get away as quick as possible and sit down as a team and assess what's kind of happening and why it happened and, you know, what we've been doing and maybe how to fix it. And just to get a plan of action in place, you know, as soon as possible. Obviously, these are kind of big weeks for Jay. Obviously, great opportunity to play these kind of events. So we didn't want to, obviously, waste next week, and we wanted to act as fast as possible. I think what he did was the best decision, you know, to stop the match and get the physio on it today.
And what's that like for you? How early in the game did you notice things weren't right? Or was it just suddenly a moment that happened and you went, oh, my gosh, something's going on here?
Well, it was actually when they were playing. I spotted it, and so did a few other people in the team. He was playing, and then there was actually his opponent hit a drop shot, and he went to run for it, and his hip actually went from underneath him, and he just had like a sudden drop in his movement, and I kind of noticed he wasn't running in the same way. And normally, when Jay runs up to a drop shot, he will slide into the ball and play it. And he kind of jolted in his movement. It was strange for me to see, to be honest.
So is it his hip that was the problem, was it?
So it was actually somewhere inside his groin that just kind of went, and we hadn't really seen this before. He normally always has a few back issues or anything, like most tennis players, I guess, but this was just something new.
Because he looked, when we were with him on Monday, he looked like in great shape, and when he was doing his stretches and that, he looked really good.
Yeah, it totally threw us as well. You know, he's been pain-free, training really hard, actually, and not having any niggles. And this just kind of came out of nowhere, really.
How's he feeling now as well? Because he must be frustrated, obviously, home event, and then this happens. You know, it's been a horrible couple of days with the weather as well.
Yeah, well, like you say, obviously, a lot of waiting around, obviously, to get on tomorrow, yesterday even. And obviously for this to happen, it's not ideal, obviously, with the next few weeks coming up as well. You know, he wants to try and be peaking around this time, I guess, really. But obviously now he's just got his head down. He's thinking about, you know, the rehab he maybe needs to do for next week, or as much physio as possible, I guess, at this stage.
So what are your hopes for the coming week or two? Do you think he'll be fit for Queens?
I honestly hope he will be. You know, the assessment I've got today said that he is okay. I think he had some work done this morning. He's got at least 50-60% more mobility in his hips and his movement again, his rotation in his body and his torso, which is obviously positive. He's actually heading down the train tonight, actually as we speak, to see a doctor tomorrow at the Federation and just get, you know, the check and stuff like that and see what they say. But yeah, they've said, you know, there's no need for a scan, so that's a positive thing. Obviously, it means it's maybe just like a bit of muscle soreness or a spasm that he's got at the moment, but it has settled a lot, actually.
That's good then. How's he feeling as well? Is he in good spirits still?
Yeah, like I say, he's actually in good spirits. He's excited, obviously, to play the next few weeks. He just kind of wants to get past this little, I don't know, speed bump, I guess you'd say so.
And do you think that hanging around and then suddenly being indoors, do you think that had anything to do with the injury? Because by the sounds of it, it's almost like instead of being able to slide in, his foot got stuck on the surface.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, it's obviously tougher to get warm. It's not like when you play some of these hotter climates. Jay's body's never really liked being in a colder place anyway. His body responds to the heat. But I guess, like I said, it's the same for everyone. You know, they'll be able to adapt to the circumstances. Normally, he's obviously very good at that. This is just something we didn't, you know, it was unforeseen. We didn't really see it coming. So hopefully it will heal up in the next few days and be ready for Queens.
Mm. So before we let you go, we understand that you've been having some birthday celebrations today as well, Kurt.
Yes, I have. My girlfriend's birthday today.
Wish you a happy birthday as well from us.
I will do.
All right, well, look, we'll let you go and, we'll catch up later in the week and hopefully Jay gets better soon.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Awesome, mate. Give him our best. And best to you
as well.
Guys. All right, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's good news then, isn't it?
So it is what we were hoping, that it's more precautionary than a definite bad injury. So that's good. And by the sounds of it, they sound confident and they sound happy that it's not developed into something else. So fingers crossed, his summer's still on track.
So what we, you and I, need to do now is we need to work out where we're going to be, because Jay's not going to be here for the rest of the week because he's gone down to NTC. So my feeling is that I was scheduled to be back here Friday. So we need to sort out where we're going to be. We're living the life of sportsmen, aren't we? Tennis players, you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow.
Well, I'm kind of a bit bemused by it all, because I didn't realise just how random the life of a sports person is. I've worked with musicians all my life and I thought they were random, but at least they always knew when their gig time started was whatever happened, wherever you were, gig time was 8:30 or 8:45, and that was the aim of the day. Here, you don't know whether you're going to play on Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday. I mean,
when the weather's like this. This is what I was saying to you before, is that when I've worked in football, you sit around for 4 or 5 hours waiting for an interview sometimes, and it doesn't happen. So, and you just have to adapt, and you just get used to it, and you get fairly institutionalised pretty quick to the fact that you played a waiting game, whereas it's alien. So when I say to you, look, Kerry, we just got to wait, and you're getting frustrated, I'm like, look, it's the nature of the beast, it's the way it goes, because everything is so unpredictable. Because, like, you know, like we were saying earlier, that if you're with a band and they're playing Wembley, they're not going to just decide today they're playing Wembley tomorrow. That's booked in a year in advance. So, like, you know, 8:30 p.m. on the 15th of June, they're walking out on stage at Wembley. Whereas here, up until last night, you called me and I was eating my dinner. I didn't even realise Jay was going on. I thought you were joking earlier on in the day to say he was going to be on at 8:30. And I sit down to eat, and then suddenly Jay's actually playing it late in the evening, that late as well, when they would never, ever have planned for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm struggling to deal with, because I find it frustrating enough. How they feel about it, I don't know. They seem to be pretty relaxed, and, you know, Kurt said, well, it's the same for everyone. So I guess they all toe the party line because they have to, because if you start creating about it, it must make it very difficult.
It's the same for every player, you know. Yesterday, Duckworth would have had to know that he was going on really late as well, and it's just unfortunate that Jay has gone to slide in for a drop shot and he's tweaked his groin a little bit. But it's one of those things, isn't it, that it might happen that Jay plays late again and he gets the benefit from playing late again, you know. So it's just one of those things. But hopefully, moving on over the next couple of weeks, he's going to be, you know, healthy and fit, and we'll be able to watch him in action more.
Yeah, well, I was going to say to Kurt, I didn't know whether you were able to joke a little bit in this sort of situation. I was going to say, Kurt, please don't blame a drop shot.
Well, when he said it, I was going to, you know, come in and say, excellent branding there, Kurt. But I thought, no, I better leave it given the circumstances. But what we really need to do now is we need to go away and do some planning for the next couple of days so that we know where you're going to be and where I'm going to be.
Let's do it. Let's go plan. And the plan we've come up with is that I'm going to stay in Nottingham and follow the tournament for a couple of days more, while Gary will head down south and be on hand in case he needs to go to the NTC and he can get ready for Queen's. With the weather as it is, there's no point in us both being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the grounds here at the Nottingham Tennis Centre are now closed to the public. If you haven't already, please make your way to the entrance and have a very safe journey home. The grounds here at the Nottingham Tennis Centre now closed to the public. Please make your way to the entrance and have a very, very safe journey home. Thank you for your time, thank you for your patience today, and we hope to see you back again, not over the next few days, but next year at the Mentor Valley Open. Very good evening to you.
Sadly, the grounds have now been closed to the public, and it looks like I'll be having another late night watching indoor tennis. But hopefully, as hardly anyone else has stayed, I'll get some interviews which will make it all worthwhile.
Hi, this is Maria Zachary, and this is Dropshot.
I've just been told that Maria Zachary is coming up to the press room for a quick chat with me. Today is starting to go well for me, even if Gary has left me all on my own. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had an omelette and porridge.
You're the
Yeah, you're the second person today to.
She had fried eggs. She didn't have omelette because we had breakfast together.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so we're in the porridge club here, yeah. And I actually have porridge at home. I think that's because it's so wintry here.
Yeah, that's what I woke up. I was so cold in the room. I was like, I need something warm. I was between, you know, eating yogurt, but then I was like, oh, it's cold. Let me get something warm.
I know, it's crazy. And I mean, what's it been like for you for the last 2.5 days waiting to play a game and having to keep yourself occupied? What do you do?
Just playing cards, watching some TV series, talking with the girls, just chilling and practicing a little bit.
And can you keep your focus through, or do you allow yourself to relax and then give yourself a certain amount of time before a game?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we knew that yesterday was really tough to play because we could tell from the weather. So I think we were all pretty relaxed that we're not going to play, and we're just waiting for the announcement. So, yeah, we just, you know, I think we know when to switch on and switch off.
I guess that's important. Probably with your car playing as well, you learn how to... Well, are you a serious car player?
No, we play Uno. I don't know if that's a serious game.
I have no idea, but I will look it up.
Uno is it's the game that you have numbers and colors, so it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe next time we'll get a quick hand of that in and see how that goes. So for you, does it make a real difference to you when you prepare yourself to play a grass court tournament and then you're having to move indoors? Or is it really, at the end of the day, you're hitting a ball?
Well, it's a different surface, of course. But at the end of the day, you have to adapt quite quick. Actually, we were quite lucky that we got to warm up indoors this morning, so we got an idea how it feels. But, you know, I think we are programmed now on that level to just, you know, whatever it is, we cannot change it.
And do you worry about when you go into somewhere like there and it's a bit cold, that you worry about injuries or anything like that with going into an area that is not a warm environment?
Of course, we have to warm up really well, wear warm clothes and, you know, take care of ourselves. I think outside, the last days have been very, very cold. So that was a reason why I personally preferred that we play indoors, because outside it's very dangerous to get injured.
That's true. But also, is grass one of your least favorite surfaces?
I cannot say that one of my surfaces are, like, I hate one of these surfaces. But of course, I love clay and I love slow hard courts. So it's not like I hate grass. I like grass. I played really well 2 years ago, so it's just maybe my third favorite.
Oh, what's the least favorite then?
Actually, I would say fast indoors. Yeah, I hate them.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. And what are your aims and goals for this grass court season?
You know, as I said, I have low expectations, as last year I didn't play well. Just, you know, day by day, match by match. Happy to be through the second round, even though it was indoors. But it's very good to get a match and be back on the grind again.
Okay, and lastly, just go through some of your relaxation. What kind of music do you listen to?
I like some Greek music, then some pop, that's it pretty much, and some rock music sometimes.
Okay, can you think of what the last song you listened to was?
Ooh, a Greek song. Even if I tell you, I mean, you won't know it, so it's...
Try me, I'll go and find it. Spotify has everything.
No, I don't remember. I have a playlist that just, you know, shuffle it and listen to some songs.
Okay, and any films you've seen recently you'd recommend?
Yeah, we went with Donna Vekic 2 days ago, and we watched Aladdin here. So it was great. Very, very nice movie.
This is good because I'm just getting the same information because the last person I spoke to was Donna. So
oh, really? Actually,
yeah, so it's quite interesting that at least you both liked it. So that's
yeah,
the main
it was
thing.
Disney. You cannot go wrong, you know. So we really enjoyed it. And it's nice sometimes when you're in a tournament to do different things and, you know, just relax your mind and change environment.
And get away from tennis for a little while.
Exactly.
Okay, and lastly, any book you'd recommend?
I like a specific author. He's called Jorge Bucay. He's more like a psychologist, and so he writes good books. I don't know the names in English because I read them in Greek, but I think all of his books are very, very interesting and helpful.
Can you give us the title in Greek of one of them?
So do you want me to translate?
No, say it in Greek. I'd love to. If you can translate afterwards, that would
okay,
be great.
Okay, it's called Na spo mia istoria. It's Let Me Tell You a Story. That's the name of the...
Okay, I'm going to see if it's translated okay. into English.
So you pronounce it Sakari.
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 Sakari. It's fine. I take both.
Ah, fair.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Kerry.
Thank you, John.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that's it for Film Review with Maria Sakkari and previously Donna Vekic. Time to get ready to speak to Harriet Dahl. I'm looking forward to speaking to Harriet Dart, as she is an up-and-coming player who looks as though she could break into the top 100 in the next year or so. Also, she had an amazing run to the 2018 mixed doubles semi-finals at Wimbledon with someone we've been keeping an eye on, none other than Jay Clark. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Porridge and an omelette and some fruit.
This is like, you know, that's 3 out of 3 interviews with porridge and omelette today. So I'm going to hazard a guess. You didn't have breakfast with Donna Vekic and Maria Sakkari, did you?
No, I didn't. Just with my coach.
Interesting. So yeah. This is breakfast. I had porridge too, but it's that kind of time of year at the moment. It feels a bit more autumnal, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the weather's not great, but definitely looking forward to getting on the grass at some point.
So, I mean, how is it for you when you get into a tournament like this and you wait 2.5 days or so to get on court and then it's not grass and you have to go indoors? How do you deal with that?
I think it's important to realise that everyone's in the same boat and that you just have to deal with conditions. And today I felt that I did that and I managed to get on top.
It was great to see, and it was great to see some tennis as well. Is it strange to be in an environment where you don't have a crowd around you? Because normally here, this is heaving, and it's a fantastic atmosphere.
I mean, it's definitely unusual because of the level of the tournament. But, you know, I play a lot of lower level tournaments, so I'm kind of used to not many people being there. But it's a shame, obviously, because I love playing in front of a British crowd. So I hope the weather improves for that.
Well, talking of improving weather, it'd be nice to take you back just to 2018 and you and Jay Clark. How did that all come about?
Yeah, I mean, I think we gel well together and our games complement each other. And I think being such good friends off the court definitely helped us on the court. Yes, it was quite funny because we were just kind of taking one match at a time, obviously. And even in the first round, we're just like, oh, just, you know, just let's try and get a set here. Like, let's not embarrass ourselves. And then we, you know, we got some momentum and we started to believe in ourselves more, especially when we started racking up wins against Grand Slam champions. So, yeah, it was definitely an incredible experience.
So how did that come about? Whose idea was it? Was it just something that happened because you hadn't played before?
I'm going to say it's mutual, that's for sure. And again, like I said, we're good friends and the opportunity came around and we took it, so yeah.
So are there plans to do it again?
We'll be signing in this year together again, yes.
Excellent. Have you played any tournaments with him since then?
No, unfortunately the calendar isn't really, apart from the slams, do mixed doubles. So yeah, we wouldn't have played together since last summer, but hopefully we can take the momentum in again.
Yeah, it's interesting actually because he picked up a little bit of an injury last night. When you're playing indoors and it's cold, do you worry about things like that? And did you see that Jay got a little bit of a an injury?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to him a little bit about it, but I'm sure, you know, he's got a great team around him and he's doing everything possible. I know he's playing Queens next week, so... yeah, I mean, it's always difficult changing surfaces because the speed of the court and obviously playing on a hard court is a lot harder on the body. But, you know, everyone's in the same boat, so you just have to adapt.
So what are your aims and ambitions for the summer then?
Just to really, you know, take one match at a time and just do as best as I can do. Not putting too much expectation on myself, more just taking match by match and trying to put good performances out there.
Well, you've started pretty well. And I was just going to say quickly, I spoke to Heather down at Surbiton and we were talking about the Fed Cup and the experience of it. And she said she was basically in quarantine, but she got two visitors every day and that was you and Katie.
Yeah, I love Heather. She's such a great girl and a good friend of mine. And yeah, you know, she started last week really well in Surbiton and I know she didn't pick up the win today, but she's definitely on good form and... yeah, she can definitely have a great season ahead.
And how about for you? That whole Fed Cup experience must have been immense, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just surreal, really. Being my first time and everything, I think, you know, it was just amazing and I can't wait to hopefully do it again.
Brilliant. If I could ask you to just do an ident for us and just say your name and this is Drop Shot.
Hi, my name's Harriet Dart and this is Drop Shot.
Fantastic. And could I just do it for Instagram as well?
Sure. You're going to follow me?
Sorry?
You're going to follow me?
Only if you follow me back.
Hi, my name's Harriet Dart, and this is Drop Shot.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just as I'm heading out of the press room, I'm asked if I still wanted to chat with Caroline Garcia. After such a long day of inertia, I'm not going to miss the chance to get another chat in the bag, so I've unpacked everything and about to sit down with her before taking to the motorway. A film crew is hastily moving their equipment out of the interview area. I guess that's because no one's really used it most of the day. I hope they hurry up because nothing is simple this week. Just want to check for levels. What did you have for breakfast today?
No breakfast.
No breakfast? You're the first person not to have breakfast. I'm just going to wait for them to move all their gear. That's all right, don't worry. No breakfast?
No breakfast.
Is that normal? Is that something you always do?
It depends on my schedule with my matches and everything. And I had planned a quite early lunch, like around 12, so I didn't want to go for breakfast and I just had lunch.
Okay, so a very petit déjeuner.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to chat to you. What's it like when you come to tournament? I know this is your first time in Nottingham. Please don't hold the weather against Nottingham. It's quite a nice place. But how do you cope with 2.5 days with nothing happening and somehow you then move from grass to indoor and you've still got to stay focused?
Yeah, it's you have to try to manage it, and I think I did pretty good with my team. And of course, when you're first on, it's always tricky because you have to wait all day long and try to adapt yourself because you're being delayed hour after hour. And you try to play indoor and try to go to the gym to get some intensity. And you always need. I mean, for me, I always need to stay very active. So I try to do fitness, some cardio. And yesterday we got the chance to practice on carpet and in a private club around. And you know, you just have to be patient and positive. You know that the tournament will go on, so you will have to be ready when you have to step on court.
Keeping your focus, you always have to think about when you're moving into a different arena, like with the indoor courts. They're very cold.
I think it's much warmer inside than outside, so I don't think it's very cold inside. I think it was very nice temperature, and when you start to move and you practice and you play, it's very okay to play inside. And outdoor, actually, it's very cold, so I'm glad.
Is there any other way of relaxation for you? Do you read or listen to music?
Yes, I try to read, I try to listen to music, and you know, I just try to stay in the present. And I know the weather is going to be complicated, but... yeah, I just try to relax, and you know, the day can be very long, so you have to take hour after hour, and doesn't really think about when are we going to cancel or not, and things are just keeping going, and you have to be ready for been cancelling or maybe go on court.
Okay, so what music are you listening to at the moment?
I mean, I do listen to music, but I'm not a big fan. Like, I don't know sometimes what I'm listening to. And to relax, I like the acoustic music and pretty soft song, and just to try to cut myself from the outside and from the noise and just being focused and relaxed.
Okay, well, hopefully at some point this week you'll get a chance to play on the grass courts. And what are your aims and ambitions, finally, for the grass court season for yourself?
I just want to adapt myself and my game, try to always be a bit more aggressive on the grass because it's shorter point, and always very excited to see what I can find and what can I improve in the few moments on grass to see how good I can be, and I just want to try to be the best I can be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted and this rain is relentless. I'm really hoping we get a better day tomorrow as it'll be my last day here. Yet again, I'm the last person to leave the media room. I love this tournament and I feel so sorry for everyone involved in it, from the organisers to the players to the fans. It's too sad when you see the effort made by everybody to make this week a week to remember. Sadly, this is a week I won't forget. Here's to tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you.
Stop that,
tomorrow.
You've been listening to Dropshot, a narrative podcast series written and produced by me, Kerry Levy. Gary Hayes was my co-producer on the series, and when he could be bothered to turn up, also travelled across the UK to record it with me. Taylor Hayes is Dropshot's sound engineer, while Leon Raczynski-Gorman ably assisted on several episodes. Our podcast artwork is by Matt Alabaster. And Jimmy Goodwin composed our music. If you would like to hear more about the series, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at This Is Dropshot. This has been an original production from Highway 61 and Kerry Levy.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.